This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد ولا نعمك العظيمة وعليك الجسيمة ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Messenger of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have a beautiful hadith about the risala, the finality of prophethood. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent as the last of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and as the seal of the prophets. I will read the hadith and explain inshallah and try to understand and apply it in our life inshallah. Inna mathali wa mathali al-anbiya'i min qabli ka mathali rajulin bana baytan fa ahsanahu wa ajmala illa mawdi'a labina min zawiya fa ja'ala an-nasu yatufuna bihi wa ya'jabuna lahu wa yaqulun hal la wudiyat hadhihi al-labina qala fa ana al-labina wa ana khatamu an-nabiyyin al-rawi abu hurayra al-masdar sahih al-bukhari. My case in relation to the previous prophets is like that of a man who built a mansion and beautified it well, except that he left the place of a single brick in a corner vacant. The people went around the mansion and appreciated it, but said, "It would be even more beautiful if only the place of this brick were filled." The prophet said, "I am that brick, and I am the seal of prophets." Narrated by Abu Huraira, and it is recorded in Bukhari as well as in other collections. The above tradition has been reported with slight variations by Jabir ibn Abdullah and other companions as well. This is an explanation of the following verse from Surah 33, verse 14. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the father of any of your men. The stress here is that prophethood will not be inherited. Of course, Allah did not gift the prophet with a son to survive him. He had sons who died, and this is another wisdom of Allah's word, so that nobody should claim that I have inherited it from my father, just like the divine right of kings among the Persians. So Muhammad is not the father of any of your men. How would Allah? This is a sign that this is a revelation from Allah, because prophet would have other sons, but Allah knew he would not have any son surviving. So he said it before the death of Rasulullah. So this is a miracle from Allah. But he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. And Allah has perfect knowledge of all things. Explaining the above verse, Imam Ibn Kathir writes, "The above verse explicitly states that there is no Nabi to come after the Prophet Muhammad." If there is no Nabi to come, then there is no Rasul as well, since Risala is more particular, because every Nabi is not a Rasul, but every Rasul is a Nabi. So when the Prophet is called Khatamun Nabiyin, is the seal of Prophet, the last of the Prophet, that means there is no Rasul as well, because Rasul is more particular. The Prophet Muhammad is the last of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as the seal of Nabi, seal of prophets. This fact is supported by mutawatir, well attested incontrovertible traditions. So overwhelming traditions and reports that cannot be refuted, that it's categorical in meaning that there is no prophet to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While affirming this truth, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also warned that there would appear in this ummah among Muslims many false prophets. Among his ummah, fi ummati kadhabun wa dajjalun, there will be false prophets and dajjal. 27 منهم 4 نسوة وإني خاتم النبيين لا نبي بعد. Some 27 of them, 4 of them women. I am the seal of prophet, there is no other prophet to come after me. Characteristics of the new dispensation, the Risala of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In order to see why this new dispensation, new Sharia revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the final Risala. It is the last testament. The Risala of Prophet Muhammad stand out by the following characteristics. Number one, his message is universal. Allah orders him to declare, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا أَلَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, O mankind, truly I am the messenger of Allah unto you all, him to whom belongs sovereignty over heavens and the earth. You don't find any such declaration in any of the previous scriptures, including the Old Testament and New Testament. Hence, he is sent to all of mankind, unlike previous messengers who were sent to a particular nation or people. Number two, he was sent to preserve and affirm and confirm the previous messages, while also correcting the errors and falsification that crept into them. نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. He sent down the book upon you in truth, confirming that was before it, what was before it. Number three, Islam puts us in direct contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dispensing all intermediaries and middlemen. Thus, it paves the way for human liberation in a real sense. And that was the way the Prophet's companions internalized the beautiful message of Islam. When Rabi ibn Amir radiallahu anhu was asked by Rustam, the Sasanian military commander-in-chief, what was the mission they came out of Arabia, he uttered the following words, Rabi ibn Amir. Loud and clear, he stated, إِنَّ اللَّهِ ابْتَعَثَنَا لِنُخْرِجَ مَنْ شَاءَ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَذِيَانِ إِلَى عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَى سَعَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, Allah has commissioned us to liberate those who wish to be liberated. Of course, Islam gives that choice. Somebody wants to remain in slavery? It's okay. But those who wish to be liberated from the slavery of man to the worship of the Lord of mankind, and from the tyranny of religions to the justice of Islam, and from the narrowness of the world, because they cut up the world. This is the tribal, this is for this tribe. Islam opened up the world for entire humankind. Al-arlu arlullah wal-ibadu ibadullah. Narrowness of the world to the spaciousness of this world and the next world. What a beautiful message. The Prophet ﷺ also removed, through this new legislation Allah given to him, shackles and cumbersome laws, we mentioned this before, dogmas and rituals, characteristic of previous religions, and restored the simple, easy, natural way. The Prophet ﷺ declared, Bu'istu bil hanifiyyati sunha. I have been sent to revive the Christian natural faith of Abraham. Unlike the previous messengers and religious leaders, Rasulullah's life is an open book. His teaching and examples have been preserved through the eyewitness testimonies of hundreds of men and women. There is nothing like that in the history of any religious leaders, any of the previous prophets or heroes. He left Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, left a clear blueprint for leading a life committed to love of God and love of his creation. The Prophet declared, قَدْ تَرَكْتُكُمْ مَالَ الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِغُ عَنْهَا الْبَعْدِ إِلَّا هَالِكَ. I have left you on a broad highway. In another report, الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ. Its night is as clear as its day. Whoever leaves it will be led astray and perish. Jules Wasserman, a psychologist, analyst, and professor of Chicago University, established three criteria for a great leader. He studied world leaders, and while doing so, he distilled 3 points to check the true hallmarks of a leader, world leader. Number one, the leader must provide for the well-being of the led. Number two, he must provide a social organization in which people feel relatively secure. Number three, he must provide a set of beliefs for them to live by. Using the criteria he studied, the great world leaders, he concluded, perhaps the greatest leader of all times was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who combined all the three functions. And to a lesser extent, Moses did the same. He was a Jewish man, and yet he placed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even above Musa alayhi salam. Of course, Musa alayhi salam is a mighty messenger of Allah, no doubt about it. Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. You have a most beautiful, excellent example in the messenger of Allah for anyone who looks forward to Allah and the last day and remembers Allah a lot. Lessons. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last of the prophets and messengers. All claims of prophethood after him is false, and we must reject it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to revive the pristine natural way of religion preached by all prophets, altered and modified by falsifications of people. Islam came to conform, preserve, and correct the errors that crept into previous religions. Islam dispenses with intermediaries between man and God, opening the way for everyone to have direct communion with Allah. It thus saves us from irrational beliefs, dogmas, and rituals that cripple and dehumanize us. Let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to the beautiful way of Islam. And may he also honor us to emulate the beautiful examples of his messenger, the messenger of mercy, the seed, and the last of prophets. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.